Hello, it's John Gibbons, and we're doing, well, we're trying something out. Basically, it's a match day daily diary. So we do these while we're out on tour and people like them. So we thought we'd have a go for one of a match day. So this is the first, it might be the last if it's rubbish. But hey, that's up to you, as always. So I've just got into Lime Street because that was a bit easier for me today to get the train into Lime Street. But it's really nice because you've got people arriving, you know, from here, there and everywhere, coming in for the game, including a few hammers. I've just seen three women together in the sort of, I judge about 40s, I'm not going to ask. Never ask a woman her age or go in a handbag. That's what my mother taught me as a young boy. It's always stayed with me. So, but yeah, them three out together, joining a big taxi queue. Lots of people coming off trains from, you know, all around the country, isn't it, really? Going up to Anfield, getting up there, and obviously the majority of them hoping for a Liverpool win. So I'm going into the office. We're going to do a show, not about the game, just a show that we're going to be able to put out at a later date. So it's going to be like a historical one. So yeah, it's just a bit easy for some people to get in on a match day. People who've like myself, who've got kids, although I'm always fucking there. But people who don't work for the VAT, who've got kids, who maybe it's a bit harder for them to get into in the week. Sometimes a bit easier. We're going to try a bit this season as well, to do shows a bit earlier. So it's the number today, and apparently we're doing number 5. So yeah, that's a new show as well. We've done 15, I think, last time, and then this is number 5. So yeah, so I'm going off to do that. So getting in for, so it's about, what time is it now? 11:30, and town is busy with Liverpool supporters, loads of people in shirts. I've just seen this girl, she was in a Salah shirt. She had like a jester hat, which was covered in badges, like completely covered, and she was carrying it. I think she was carrying it basically because of the weight of it. So I think she's like, I'll put it on my head for the game, but but not before that, because, you know, I'm going to save my neck. So it looked, I mean, I honestly, like, because the fact that, I mean, there's many problems with jester hats, but one of the problems is there's obviously, you know, a lot of surface area. There's things shooting off them, isn't there? And every inch of it was covered in badges. So absolutely fair play to her for putting that together. But yeah, she wasn't putting it on her head a second before she needed to.